With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If you were listening to the show at this time yesterday, we had an epic failure with Annie trying to name artist and title of all the people that have been nominated to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And people were saying that I made the songs too hard, that I didn't pick the biggest hits, most recognizable hits. And then also we found out after the show that we accidentally had the 2019 class with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So if it's last year, you know, you just copy and paste something off the internet. Kennedy grabbed it for us.
Or you specifically look up the wrong year.
Which right. Well, because you typed in 2019.
Correct.
What they announced 2 weeks ago was the class of 2020. Mm-hmm. So these are the ones that could go in next year. So I have pulled that list of songs.
Okay.
And going to give you another chance to earn money for the Boston Marathon you're running.
I appreciate that.
For Dana-Farber. By the way, can you put that link up on the Mix 104.1 Facebook? People have been asking if they want to donate.
Yep.
Just, you know, put it sticky or something up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kennedy, are you ready?
Let's go.
I have tried to find the biggest hits from these artists. Okay. I feel like this one's going to be a lot better. And I'm going to kick in 10 bucks for everyone you get right. Are you still matching?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame trivia. You have to give me artist and title.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Oh, that's a gimme.
Christopher Wallace.
I'm coming.
Artist and title, please.
It's a Diddy song, isn't it? But it's Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace. I'm sorry. I thought it was Hypnotized. I'm sorry.
Oh, if you don't say these words.
Oh.
Wait.
Dan, how long do I have to wait?
She'll come to it.
She's going to wait. They say the words in the song.
Yeah, I can't keep going because, yeah.
More money, more problems.
What?
The song is Mo' Money, Mo' Problems.
Bye. Oh, she's in her own head now.
I am.
I'm sorry.
No, wait, let her say it.
Wait, how long are we going to wait? Go ahead, keep going.
More money, more problems. Biggie Smalls.
Do we give her that?
Yeah.
The Notorious B.I.G. What do you want me to say?
And Puff Daddy and Mace. But yeah,
right.
Okay.
Well, he's the one getting nominated.
More money, more problems. Notorious B.I.G.
You shouldn't have picked that song. That's not a Biggie song.
It is Notorious B.I.G.
But I'm saying that he's not the first person that's on that song. You're not even playing a Biggie verse.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
20 bucks. Put it on the board.
You go. Next one. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Oh, it pulled the acoustic version.
What
of the
are
song.
You doing?
Sorry. I pulled the acoustic version.
Hit me with your
version.
Best shot.
Yes, that is correct. Do you know who sings it?
Who sings that song?
You may or may not have said it yesterday, Baxter.
Hey, what are you doing?
Whatever I want.
You're cheating.
You're cheating.
I may have said it yesterday. What did I say by accident yesterday?
Nirvana.
Don't bring that up. Still having flashbacks. Is it Pat Benatar?
Hey!
Look at that.
40 beans, baby. Let's go.
I was waiting for Love is a Battlefield.
All right. Nominees for the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So far, you've picked an acoustic song.
Hello, high school. Reach out, touch faith.
All right. Never heard this song in my life. Is it Judas Priest?
Did you look up who was nominated?
You guys said it said Jesus, and I was like, Priest. I mean, that's
that is Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus.
Of course, yes.
All right, so you got 2 out of 3
so far. I can't believe you guys listen to that music. That is bad.
Oh, that is
that is really bad.
That's like one of my all-time favorite songs from that era. That is a good one.
Doobie Brothers.
Okay.
Come on, Annie, you know this.
Is it Listen to the Music?
Hey!
60 bills.
All right, Annie, getting it done today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Take a listen.
Oh. Is it called Good Thing Coming?
Oh, such a good song.
I have no idea.
You said them earlier.
Judas Priest.
Ah, of course. I love them. My favorite band.
You got another thing coming. All right, you ready?
Number one on my playlist.
All right. Nominees into the 2020 class Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Artist and title. How much money she collected so far?
She got $60 so far.
$60. In my eyes. One of Kennedy's all-time favorites right here. In the
skies is no one. Black Hole Sun.
And who sings the song?
Nine Inch Nails.
Oh! Oh,
is it? Close.
Nirvana.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, I'm not. It's kidding.
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Yeah. Soundgarden. You're doing
a
lot
song,
better.
Though.
Chris Cornell. Oof.
Okay.
R.I.P.
Last one, Annie.
Yes.
Last one.
Okay.
Yesterday, we screwed the pooch and we had the wrong nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Today, we've got it right. I've got all the biggest hits. Name this artist and title.
What are you doing? Are you screwing up again?
Nope.
Yeah, you are.
Nope. He got nominated last year and this year.
This keyboard is so bad.
We did this one yesterday, Annie.
We did this one yesterday.
You think I remember? I blacked out.
Anything, Annie?
MC5.
You saw the list, did you?
I don't know who this is.
MC5 would be a lot louder.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That is Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day.
Of course.
That is an all-time classic rock and roll song.
Love it.
All right.
Somebody say!
All right, Producer Dan, you were keeping track of the cash. How much money did Annie collect there?
Annie has another whopping $60.
Hey.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you
nice
so much.
Nice job. Kennedy, was that a little bit better for you? Did I pick the biggest hits?
Almost.
Almost? Which one did I pick that was not so big?
Playing acoustic versions is garbage.
You started with five features on it to start.
Yeah, yeah.
You could have gave me a better Biggie song. I'm just going to say. I love More Money, More Problems, but you start with the Maze first.
B-I-G.
You could have gave me Juicy. Could have gave me Hypnotize.
For the DEA, Federal Agents.
Mad because I'm flagrant.
Tap to sell
and my phone in the basement.
So good. So good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.